We'll just tell you how I met your mother, we ate it all. All of season 9 coming soon, maybe? On this week's episode of...
Well, we'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
What's up?
We in? So yeah. Hastings fucked up again.
Oh, come on. Come on.
2 weeks in a row.
It's not 2 weeks.
Or arguably, what episode number is it?
122 weeks.
Can I make my case?
Yeah, I mean, go for it.
So what happened was...
You've already said I know I was wrong.
What happened... Chat, what happened was, is I can't remember if it was Rose or Jamie, but one of you typed, let's record Monday night. And then someone, I believe it was Andrew Hastings, responded, sounds good. Now, immediately... After that, within 48 hours of that happening, I'd put on my calendar at home that we're recording on Tuesday night. In my head, I dedicated Monday night to watching the episodes to make sure I was ready. I was late last week. I wanted to make sure I came prepared. Now, I don't see how this is my fault.
<can't>. You just outlined why it was your fault.
Look, it's not my fault that I put off-center last two episodes Tuesday night on my calendar. I fail to see how this is my fault.
Yeah, that's a running theme in your life.
Yeah, I fail to see how there's any way you could not see that it's your fault.
Well, like, that's what the calendar says.
Right.
Yeah, the calendar...
But the calendar said that because of you.
Well, look, I can't be held accountable for the calendar's actions.
The calendar only responds if it gives me positive feedback all the time.
Can you guys...
If the calendar's mean to me, I'll rebel against
the calendar.
The calendar
just says you're doing a great job every day.
And you write it in and you're like, yeah, that's right. Thank you, calendar.
The calendar's the only one who cares about me. Yeah. No, it's like, it's not like, stop victim blaming me. Like, I was led astray by the calendar. That's not on me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the victim here. You got to understand that.
What is the calendar but not a...
an extension
kind of
the man.
Calendar would be so offended if it heard you say that.
What's on your calendar?
I actually use my calendar quite a bit.
Okay.
Is this a wall calendar or a diary?
Yeah, I have a diary as well. Let's not consult
Dear
that
diary,
for when that said the podcast.
Today they
would
mean to me on the podcast again.
No, I have like a calendar in my phone. Which
I wonder how many times he's written Dear Diary, my teenage angst has a body count, and just looked at him and been like,
and then
been like, my dad doesn't like me.
And then, yeah, just copied that, put it into Spotify.
I'd say daily, but that doesn't seem like enough.
I haven't seen my dad in a while now that I think
about
it.
How many times do you think Hastings would write in a diary if he just had unfiltered access? I kind of picture it kind of like a teen drama.
Wait, you think the thing stopping me writing in a diary is access?
Yeah, I mean...
I can get a diary. I have the means to get a diary.
Yeah, I'd say you're crippling weed addiction, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. It is
too
crippling.
Lazy to get up and get the pen.
Maybe you should have one of those
get
things...
get the pen
that
and figure out how you could smoke weed through it.
Weed pens exist.
You should get one of those clicky dictaphone things.
I should get one of those pens where you click the button and you see a naked lady.
Yeah.
That's what I
get
think.
One of those pens that you click and weed comes out.
Yeah. Ooh, I've had zero weed today. How about that? Well, yeah, no, that's true, actually. Zero weed today, unless you count after midnight last night.
I mean...
I want to, just to get you on a technicality.
I mean, after the calendar thing, it seems kind of like pointless.
I have to put in, I find in a non-monogamous situation, calendars are very important. Because we got to know where each other are.
I thought you meant for figuring out the podcast.
No, I'm in a non-monogamous relationship with the podcast.
You've got to figure out where you are. But where does the fact that you wrote down on Tuesday fall?
I think it means I need to get a new calendar.
I think it means
you need to stop smoking so much weed.
Oh, you'd love to blame it on the weed, wouldn't you?
You sound like my therapist, mom, wife,
dude,
friends of mine who don't take all my weed.
Fuck, can I talk about... Actually, something very funny happened in therapy this week.
Well, hang on, let's... Before that...
Yeah, okay.
We could just mention on the weed. I actually... He had a bit of a pufferoo.
That's true.
For the first time in quite a while on Saturday.
Yeah.
Joining the YouTube gang.
Rose was an honorary member of the YouTube gang for an evening.
It wasn't really an evening because I sort of saw how much people were putting in the bong and I went, I'll do about half that.
Yeah.
And what I should have done was about like an hundred of that.
Yeah.
Because very quickly I was like, oh, I've made a mistake.
Yeah, I don't want to brag about the potency of my weed, but here we go. That weed is crazy.
Just yeah, it was
hearing in slow motion, watch
you. I was just like, I have to.
Has Future put anything out recently?
It was really.
Or should we watch the same videos from 2013?
I feel like it sped everything up a bit more. I was like, I need to go home and sit for a bit and then order Macca's and then go to sleep.
I felt great.
I watched Dread on weed, and that was the only thing I've like ever experienced on weed where like it made it like noticeably a better experience. Because you know, like usually people like, oh yeah, it fucking does it. And most of the time you're just like, nah, it's kind of just like a mild irritant, or like I not focus on the movie at all. Dread, I was sitting there being like, this rocks.
Yeah. If you can get like, if you can get in the zone, like where things have just, it's, man, it's pretty tight.
I've given up on weed.
It's probably not for you, man.
It doesn't agree with me.
That's all right.
I don't think it really agrees with me anymore either.
I think I'm one more acid trip away from never doing acid again. I don't think it agrees with me.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't agree with me
acid's
either.
Fucked. So I got to my therapist the other day, and you know how there's like razor scooters? But then there's like the grown-up size razor scooters.
Yes.
So my therapist had one of them in his office next to his desk.
So you have to get a new therapist.
With a helmet. It's like, oh, my therapist not only owns a razor scooter, he rides a razor scooter to work. And then I was talking to him.
And he wears a helmet like a puss.
Absolutely.
The girl that I'm
probably
cutting
for bunny hop.
Oh, no. And then during the therapy, we were talking about some like ADHD stuff. And I was talking to him about how like sometimes I worry that like the symptoms of that are actually just me smoking too much weed. And he literally was like, no, don't worry about that. it's like, you're cool, dude. Don't worry about it. And then I was like looking at the razor scooter. I was like, I don't know if I should listen to this guy.
No, you absolutely shouldn't.
The girl who I'm dating said that like she has a new therapist now, but the one that she had before that, she said she had to like sign off her service or whatever because she just couldn't get out of her head the idea that she could beat her in a fight. It was just like, I can't not think about it now.
I think my therapist,
like, how could I respect you if I could beat you up?
I think my one could beat me up. I'm pretty, he's bigger than me, I think, and he's like, I don't know, he just seems kind of like, you know, like how like trees are kind of like, what's the word, like knotty and gnarly and like, you know, like sinewy. He has that kind of like skinny man fighter vibe to him, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, skinny guys are tough,
like a junkie with nothing to lose.
Yeah, that's what my therapist is.
Are you also saying skinny guys are tough because you're skinny at the moment?
Yes.
I like how you're thing. It's like, I got a funny, cool story about my therapist.
I didn't say cool.
Turns out weed rules.
No, it was about the fucking his razor scooter, which I think is pretty cool. Like, he would have had to have taken the razor scooter into the lift, walked down the hall, walked it through the waiting room. Like, there's so many steps of him with this scooter to get to a therapy office treating me for, you know.
Do you think he scoots down the hall?
I think he does after I leave.
He almost certainly listens to Dave Matthews Band.
He definitely has that vibe. Like, 100% that vibe.
I got it with the scooter.
Are there really that many people that do in Australia? I feel like that phenomenon.
I think the ones that do will be very into it.
Yeah, right. I think it's one of those ones where people kind of keep it on the DL. He's pretty cool. He also one time I don't want to get into whatever, but I had like a bit of like in my last one, I had like a little bit of like a low key like, oh shit, that's what's going on moment. And like when I was like, it took me a minute to like process it and talk through it and stuff. And at the start, I was like, oh fuck, this is a bit heavier than I realized. And I started talking through it. And at the end, his response was just like, yeah, man, that's crazy, man. Like, he kept calling me man. He's like, yeah, dude, that's... Yeah, man, you're onto something.
Isn't
there,
that kind of what you want?
Totally, but it's still pretty funny.
Yeah.
Totally. He's, like, one of the best therapists I've had. He's very good.
Yeah, because he's like, stay the course, brother.
He's like, you're smoking weed, dude. That's actually sick.
Hey, maybe you should do more cocaine as well.
He does... He's a bit harsher with me on that stuff. But he's like pretty down to it. I think he probably smoked weed and he's probably justifying it to himself.
Speaking of rampant drug use.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about this before we get into anything is, we received a bit of a gift from a very good friend of the pod. that we haven't talked about on the show yet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, are you talking about the cameo?
The cameo.
Oh, yeah. What does that do with drugs? Oh, right. I was like, did someone give us like rat?
That will
like,
make.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, fuck. Who's did we get drugs?
That will make sense when who the cameo is revealed.
Yeah. I mean, it is already on social media, isn't it?
No.
Didn't we post it up?
No, not yet. I'll put it out when this episode goes up.
Yeah, I don't know if like holding it up to the microphone will be very good or not, but let's just...
It's worth a go. Just full volume,
yeah,
that
yeah,
thing.
Let me see what I can do.
Hi, this is Tara Reid, and welcome to the podcast. We'll just tell your mother we ate it all. With the beautiful Rose, the handsome Jamie, and the adequate Andrew.
Oh, come on.
You guys are awesome. And we love all
I date off to you.
The boys, and we love fans, we love you guys. And I love you more. Take care. Ciao. Mwah.
If I beat off to you when I was 12, you're not allowed to be mean to me on Cameo.
I think you are.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't want to stack Zona kind of while she's down and out, but like signing off with I love you more is a weird way to go, I reckon.
She didn't seem to be doing great.
Particularly when we
she's probably doing pretty great.
She's having a ball.
I think she's having the time of her fucking life.
Having a bloody eight ball.
That was a bit of a birthday gift to you from a very good friend of the pod, Elliot J. O'Neill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, much appreciated. Mm. And now we finally...
I showed that to my sister and she flipped her lid.
We should fucking like just...
She didn't know what Cameo was either.
We could finally...
Wow, it's crazy out there in the suburbs, isn't it? Yeah. They just don't even know.
We could finally just replace the intro music and not risk being a copyright lawsuit thing.
I like that.
But also, that's way too long.
Yeah.
I also, do you think that she recognized the quote from being her breakfast?
Yes. I was going to ask the same
question. Absolutely, she did.
Do you think? I feel like it doesn't appear that way.
Yeah, it didn't appear. I would assume she would, but it didn't appear that way.
No, she knew. She said, we love the fans and stuff. Like,
She meant the fans of this pod.
Yeah, she loves
Tara Reid loves you guys.
Yeah, she loves all of you. Yeah.
More.
No, yeah.
She loves all of you more.
Yeah,
we never said
all
but
of
we
you
loved
so
her.
She loves all
we
of do, you so more. Yeah. No, I think she got it. Like, I think you'd have to be pretty stupid not to.
Yeah.
Like, and I reckon...
Or just forget a
or
movie
just, like,
in.
Fucking cooked your brain.
Yeah, but also...
Although
like,
I guess it's probably the most successful franchise she's been a part
and
of.
And I would have think that the message would have been, like, my friends have a comedy base, a podcast based on your movies.
Yes, that's true.
I don't know what information...
She's probably one of the most well-represented actors on this show in terms of, like, how many things they've been in that we've watched.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, except for stuff we've watched not for the pod. I've seen Eugene Levy in heaps of shit. I've seen Jason Biggs in a few things.
Yeah, I mean...
Sean William Scott.
I mean, stuff that we watch for the pod.
I mean, technically Eddie K. Thomas, because we just did 10 episodes of it.
Yeah, that's true. Who's gotten the most... Of everyone, of all the main cast of American Pie, who's gotten the most work?
Since?
Alison Hannigan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right. I forgot about her. Yeah. I was going to say, like, John Cho, maybe, but... Or, like, Sean William Scott.
John Cho now.
John Cho up there.
Sean William Scott up and down.
Yeah.
How many Christopher Guest movies has
Natasha Lyonne has really come into her own?
Yeah, that's Natasha Lyonne took a few years. Mm. I mean, even fucking the guy who played Oz has like his moments here and there.
Mm. I can't.
He's on something at the moment, I'm pretty sure, and he looks like an old guy.
I feel like
Let me see what the least successful
is Kevin.
Yeah, but Kevin doesn't act much anymore. He's into his band. I forget what they're called. Cuz I found him on Cameo like right when it started. And he was always like his things were like, always great to see someone listen to the music. And he's like, no one fucking listens to the music.
They want you
to talk about Tongue Tornadoes.
If I was in American Pie, but also in a band, I'd name all the songs after American Pie things.
Yeah.
This is our next track. We'll just tell your mother we ate it all.
But I mean, like, you could see
that. I just remember that we named this podcast after American Pie, as I was talking to saying.
But it would be like, I don't know, like if someone was like, oh man, Andrew Hastings on Cameo, just fuck it. Call me a butt baby, dude. And you're like, I've got all these new jokes I've been writing. And they're like, no, say butt baby.
That's true. I should write some more jokes.
That's not what I meant. But
yeah, you are right. You're absolutely right.
They just want you for the hits. He's in, Sweet Magnolias, a Netflix series.
Mm.
And he was on The Flash. But he looked quite old in a thing I saw of him recently.
I'm so disconnected from any kind of like DC visual media at all. I have no idea what's fucking going on with that shit.
Yeah, because it's all stupid.
They're all in different. Like, is Robert Pattinson going to be fighting Jared Leto? Like, what's the deal?
No,
they're completely separate. Like I know Jared Leto's not coming back, but like, it's that's done, right? Like, is the Justice League whatever? But I don't fucking care.
The Snyder Cut.
The Snyder Cut, yeah, we riffed on that already.
Yeah.
But there just seems like something we could do with it.
Yeah, I know, but...
There's literally nothing I could do with it because I have no fucking idea.
It's too much. Although the Justice League game looks pretty... I mean, not Justice League game. The Suicide Squad game looks interesting.
That does look interesting. Which is the... I mean, they're doing two Batman games. One of them's in the Arkham...
Gotham Knights.
Yeah, and that one's not Arkham related and the Suicide Squad one is.
I don't know if...
Gotham, I know one of them definitely is.
Yeah. But one, Gotham Knights doesn't have Batman in it. It's all the ancillary.
Yeah, but Batman dies at the end of the last Arkham game.
Does he? I haven't finished it yet.
He doesn't like die, but he like retires, yeah.
Oh, cool.
He blows up Wayne Mansion and Nightwing takes over and shit.
I couldn't get through that game. The stuff with the cars.
Yeah, the car wins and loses people. I liked it at first and then got very quickly bored of it.
I like driving in the car. Yeah, that's great. Bit where you have to fucking shoot things.
Problem is, I like driving in the car, but I really liked flying around as Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really liked that part. Where you get like, you do, oh man, it's such a dumb little mechanic, but where you're on the grappling hook and you zip line up and you get like the little boost into air and just glide as a
Batman.
Yeah,
that does
rock. Oh, it feels good. You're like 20 cones deep and it's a Sunday afternoon, you're playing Arkham City or Arkham Knight. Oh,
so relatable.
20 cones.
Probably.
Oh, whatever, cunt. Like,
yeah.
It's probably relatable to listeners more so than it is to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no one. It's least of all me. You know, no one in the world thinks me smoking that much weed is as interesting as you two do. Like, no one. Everyone's like, yeah, he smokes weed. Like, whatever.
Yeah, it's because we watch you fail through this constantly. I'm like, yeah, you can see. Like, he keeps saying it's the hardest he's worked. And yeah. I saw him punch a bong.
Like, the fucking podcast is on.
I'm not even high today. That's not even a factor.
Don't then say that is like, I would have remembered if I was high.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. That's a reckless argument I'd be making.
I feel like you're dangerously close to that.
I've been good lately. I'm doing real good in my day job. It makes me not care about comedy as much. It's nice.
Oh boy, comedy's still around, huh?
Yeah, I'm having a good time with comedy, though. It's fine.
Yeah, I know. I've got like two gigs this week, and it's just too much at this stage.
Are you gigging Saturday?
No.
I'm gigging Saturday. I was hoping maybe you'd be there.
No, but I feel like I have something on Saturday.
Interesting.
No, I don't know what it is. I got two consecutive days, and like that's the first time in a while, I think, that I've had consecutive days. And instead of being excited, I'm just like, oh, man, that's a lot.
Yeah, man, if I were to gig more than like twice in a week right now, I'd be like, all right.
I think I might have one with three in a week coming up.
I wouldn't necessarily mind like Monday, Friday, Sunday. But yeah, this is like Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Do you fucking remember doing like 10 or 12 gigs in a week sometimes and shit? That was crazy. Man, that was so cool. We were like comedians for a little bit there.
For a little bit. We were cosplaying as comedians.
Absolutely. We were doing... Man, in Adelaide... For 2 weeks in Adelaide every year, I'd cosplay as a comedian.
Yeah, Adelaide rules because it's like a
you
fucking...
You forget to be a comedian.
Well, it's a school trip where a bunch of kids are like going to science camp playing with beakers, calling themselves scientists.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll plug things at the end, but I have some reasons to still feel like a legitimate comedian at the moment.
All right. Well, you can suck off.
Yes.
No one gets
suck
shit,
off.
Right?
You can...
Yeah, can you tell I couldn't decide between fuck off and suck my dick?
Yeah,
good. Just checking
we'll
that everyone was clear.
And it worked beautifully.
Suck off.
suck off is a pretty good insult.
Andrew, you're turning very green.
Yeah, man. Suck off.
Suck off.
Very green.
Suck
maybe
off.
Maybe you should suck off. Yeah, I like that. That's probably good. That's probably the best thing that's come out of this podcast. A whole new insult.
A whole new insult.
Telling people to suck off.
Yeah, dude.
And of course, like, someone's going to mention it to us in like 3 weeks and we're going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So I don't... I forgot that I had a podcast. That's how we ended up here.
That's true. I still remember. Yeah, tell me to suck off again, and I'll tell you I'll kick you into the sun, you little bitch.
I like that. I did isolate that audio.
Preceded by you, stupid cunt.
Yeah,
I'll kick you into the sun, you fucking little bitch.
Yeah, yeah. What other Demi Lardners can we quote? Demi Lardner things can we quote right
things
now?
Things that she said to you specifically, or just
no? It just could be anything. Mm. It's the grandma parade. There we go.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Not too obvious. Do we want to talk about the show at all, considering the circumstances that Hastings hasn't watched the last two episodes?
Okay, so
how do we feel about it ending?
Well,
it's about to end next episode.
I watched the last episode today, and I said this in the chat, but like the wave of relief that washed over me as I realized that I never had to watch it again was if I could synthesize that into a drug, sure. I would fucking hoover that shit down.
What happens for the next... What happens when the episode we do 2 weeks from now is a 2.5 hour movie made by a guy who's never made a movie before, Netflix only, and it's like called like, I don't know, like... Faggot Patrol or something. Like, it's something so fucked.
Faggot Patrol with the rape kids. Yeah.
I would say...
Like, the movies were harder.
But I would say that I wouldn't agree to do that movie.
Sure, but you take my broader point.
Like, you have to do the movie.
Yeah, but not that movie. Like,
sure.
I learned my lesson with doing Ladies' Guide to Dude Cinema and picked Braveheart. And it was 3 hours and is utter dog shit.
Braveheart, dog shit.
I don't like Braveheart
either.
Never
seen it.
It's so bad. I think it's like quite often regarded as one of the worst, if not the worst movie to win Best Picture.
I haven't seen it, but I have played the tutorial for Age of Empires 2, so that's basically the same thing.
I think there was a Braveheart game on PC as well.
Jesus yeah, Age of Empires 2 tutorial. You do the William Wallace campaign.
You know how we were
saying... William Wallace dies, so we'd... Would you die in the game then?
Yeah, I think
well, you
so.
Don't play. It's a. I don't want to get.
Oh,
into
an
it.
Age of Empires.
It's
different.
RTX.
I'm talking about,
you control the Scottish army.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Braveheart itself is a game. But
yeah, I'm sure.
Anyway, you know how? So I. What was it? Fucking 2 weeks ago, where we're like, it's turned a corner, and then with Demi, we're like,
at no point have I thought that.
And then, unanimously, we all agreed. But then it's turned
I think
corner.
What happened is all three of us agreed.
Rose was leading the charge.
We had to pull you back from memory. We were like, Rose, it's not that good a show. It's not that exciting.
Rose has been spending her spare time writing fan fiction and sending it to the Weitz brothers.
To be fair, we've all been sort of writing fan fiction at the end of these episodes.
Man, it would be so funny to email them a script for Off Center. And just be like, here, we did
now.
One.
Yeah. In 2020.
Just
let's
like,
fucking do it.
Just like we did 10 episodes on the show, loved it.
Yeah.
Here's a script.
Here's a script.
It's called Chow gets a boner.
Here's a script. Mike's Arab now.
Watching it.
Yeah, the first line is like, Allahu Akbar. And then it's just like, what the fuck is this?
Watching today, like, there's normally like maybe like 2 to 4 comments on any one of the videos. Just being like, love this show. But there was like 20 on this one where like people were getting like a bit wistful.
Yeah.
And like, great way to end it, which, spoiler alert for next week's episode, is not.
Yeah. That was me and Jamie with 10 burner accounts each.
Yeah.
Well, I think it has. I've changed my mind again. I liked the last episode. I thought it was good.
Well, let's save it, baby. I haven't seen it. I'm excited to watch.
I really thought it
was an exciting sign of things to come, which was apparently ditch all the characters except Mike and Ewan.
All right. How about this? I don't know how it ends. How about you ask me how I would like it to end, but let's riff for a minute first while I think of a funny answer to that.
Yeah, I guess, but like the thing is that
I'm trying to direct traffic here. I'm like the halfback of the podcast.
But it's not an ending in any way this episode.
Yeah.
This is just a regular episode of the pod.
I have a feeling though that like this was the one where they just went like, nah, fucking pull it. This stinks.
Yeah, so do we know... So I know in some shows...
I reckon it would have been a combination of the last two.
Yeah.
So we could talk about that next week.
Some shows they get noticed that it's ending. Some shows they don't. Is this?
Let's have a look. But I don't think at any point, like, no one is going, it stinks, just because that's not how business works. Like, they'll just be like, no one's watching
it.
That's not
true. Kerry Packer...
I know the story, but yeah, that's like one time.
Yeah, but still.
And also,
it was
due to concerns of, like, fines and shit?
No, it was just like...
It's like pure morality.
He just was watching it and just thought it was terrible. It was called like
You Up with Andrew Hastings.
Get this.
No, no one else was going to do it. So
yeah.
You may not know this story. It was Kerry Packer just like tuned in or whatever. It was like, it's probably like 11 o'clock at night or something like that. Yes, I'm going to. It was called Doug Mulray's Naughtiest Home Videos.
Ooh.
And like about 15 minutes into the show or whatever, he like literally like called up the control board to Channel 9 and was like, get this shit off the air.
And that like rules.
Pulled it.
It was like the MA version of Australia's Funniest Home.
Doug Mulray rings a bell as well.
Doug Mulray
used to get
about in a fez.
Nah. Was he like a TV presenter?
Yeah.
I think I was thinking of Stan Zamanek for a minute. Do you remember that Beauty and the Beast used to exist?
Yeah, that's insane because he was an awful prick.
Yeah, but like the funniest concept for a show where it's like, let's get this guy and surround him with women and like turn it into a talk show.
Yeah. Doug Mulray, Australian radio personality. He grew up in the Sydney, Northern Beaches suburb of Deetwy.
Boo! Go 1 kilometer west, baby.
How about that?
No, dude, I lived in Deetwy for 3 years.
You used to be on Triple J.
I'm not going to finish that. That was too dark.
So it just says here that it moved, like the second season, it moved nights and it just got low ratings and it got cancelled with 2 episodes unfilmed.
Okay.
So, that's why I thought it just got pulled because there was stuff that wasn't finished.
That suggests it didn't get noticed because, like, you see, like Freaks and Geeks got like 1 episode's notice, and so you can see they wrap it all up in 1 episode at the end.
Oh,
like,
well, it's obviously
Arrested
didn't get
Development
no-
only yeah. had a couple episodes notice. I think.
Watching the episode, it's obvious it didn't get noticed because it's a regular episode of the show.
Yeah,
and I think it also like got in a fair bit of trouble with the Parents Television Council, which can be bad for you. Even though the whole point is that was supposed to be bad.
They probably would have had like more influence kind of in the immediate wake of 9/11.
Yeah, probably. I mean, there is so much of this that could be led back to the fact that 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
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 Well, this show was my 9/11.
All right.
I mean, I'm trying to think of what season Friends was in when... It was 2001. I'm going to say like 7.
Okay, I'll just
was
look it up.
Was Friends that early?
Friends has been around from
like
the 94? Early
90s. I think Friends started in 94.
Was it 94 or 93?
Let's find out.
I'm looking it up.
All right, well, let's talk about things ending then. Let's talk about finales. Let's talk about that sort of shit.
I don't hate that, actually.
Good, bad. Let's talk about some TV shows we've seen, some movies, some bands. We got all sorts of things. Some comedy careers. We got all sorts of things.
Some comedy careers. Yeah, that's cool.
Well, let's talk about a little guy.
Like I'm gonna quit comedy. I'm really not going to quit comedy. I have no intention of quitting comedy.
Well,
no,
why not? You know, it could be good for you.
I feel really positive and good about comedy at the moment, in fact.
Should you?
Yeah, I've been wearing Doc Martens for the last like 5 episodes.
Hmm.
That's true, he has.
I
even mentioned it.
Finales. I'm trying to think, are there any finales where a show got cancelled like this last minute and the finale was like good?
Yeah.
There was somewhere people thought it was going to happen.
I've thought about this a lot. I would like Simpsons to end that way.
I think Simpsons has no choice but to end that way at this point.
Yeah, one day it just won't get renewed and then that's it.
Yeah. Sure. Or that like they know it's the last episode, but it's just a regular
episode. Isn't it such a juggernaut that they just have to decide?
No, eventually it could get to the point where the running costs are too high for it to...
As they said themselves, when it becomes unprofitable.
No longer profitable.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why... Like,
the most remarkably prescient thing. Okay,
which
Friends,
is why the voice staff had to take a pay cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Friends Season 8 started on September 27, 2001.
Damn.
Damn.
I think Friends Season 8 was the one where Rachel was pregnant. So that was a kind of, people viewed that as a little bit of a return to form season along with season 7.
I quite like the Rachel and Ross having a baby story. I'm not a huge, in 2020, I'm not really a Friends advocate anymore. I think Friends kind of doesn't hold up the way people sort of talk about it. I think maybe its influence has been overstated. I got nothing against them. Hey, look, they're my friends we're talking about. I love the gang, Rachel, Ross, Gunther, the whole lot. But I do think that maybe Friends isn't the show that people hold it up to be, like even within the sitcom family or whatever. And I do like the Ross-Rachel having a baby but not together thing. I think that's like a cool little way to keep that relationship going and interesting after just so fucking long.
Yeah, well, I think at this moment in time...
Is it because you relate to the idea of being a bastard child?
Yeah, Absolutely. I don't relate to the idea of it. I relate to it.
I think, like, I mean, it is a, I guess, a pretty hot take, the whole Friends thing. But, like, at that point, like, it would have been season 8. So, like, Friends had had its moment where people, like, it's probably the best sitcom running. Like, now people are like...
But Seinfeld had just happened.
Yeah, by that like, point, like, the characters think, were all caricatures of each other. Like, Chandler was the funny guy and...
Yeah,
and I think no longer funny.
And I think like most people in the know, like critic wise, would be like, oh yeah, like Friends is like a hangout, like comfort food. Like Seinfeld's the good thing.
No, of course. But yeah, I mean, you and I would both, you know, of course, us connoisseurs of the comedy, connoisseurs of the sitcom.
It's like,
I'm a sitcom sommelier.
But like Friends has some like episodes that are interesting in like terms of craft, like the I mean. Like, if you think...
Hit me with some examples.
Well, if you think of, like, the whole arc where Ross and Rachel, like, break up for the first time in season 3.
Oh, yeah, the way
like,
that all plays out.
That's handled very seriously, like, unusual in a way for a laugh track sitcom.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama.
And, like, some of the...
That also has some of the show's very best comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, season 3 has a lot of... good stuff. Like the one, there's one where they never leave the apartment. That's like a very famous episode.
Yeah, the model episode. That's the one I'm thinking of.
It's a great
where
episode.
They're in the room and they're there.
We literally spoke about this last
episode. Yeah, yeah.
It's not that common. It doesn't happen to every guy and it is a big deal.
Yeah.
So Chandler, I think like it probably gets more and less credit at the same time, if you know what I mean. Like the highbrow fucking idiots are gonna be like, yeah, it sucks, and lowbrow fucking idiots are gonna be like, yeah, rules. And
yeah, it's like every year the defenses on either side get more passionate, just like Love Actually or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the like continued propagation of it like being available for millions and millions of dollars on like streaming services.
Absolutely.
Where it gets taken off. It's only going to make people like more like the fucking like it's coming to Netflix, even though it's on
Stan
at the moment. But like when that moves, I bet you we're seeing a ton of BuzzFeed articles about which Chandler you are. Like,
yeah, that's also just Netflix paying for that content.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like Netflix have like a meme department.
Yeah, but,
like,
it also it's a fucking instant nostalgic clickbait. Like you can write an article about Friends with your fucking eyes closed.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Like you can write like a fucking critical discourse. You can write something about how it's not as good as Seinfeld. You could be like, hey, here are the ones where you could see Rachel's nipples every single episode.
Yeah. I remember one time looking up a particular Friends scene, and this was like, I know it's like a well-played thing, but I didn't know about the feet thing, like about how you could just put feet after anyone's name and like there'll be, you know, a million websites
or whatever.
Or it'd be a serious thing. And being like, I remember being like, yeah, like 7 hours, I think I was trying to like find a quote or something from, I can't remember, but I was typing a particular scene of Friends in and there was like several, like Jennifer Aniston feet, Rachel Green feet. Like I was just like, why are people, I don't understand. I knew about foot fetishes, but I didn't realize it was like, oh, that's their Pornhub. That's their, you know, they just go to YouTube and type in Jennifer Aniston feet.
And did you like the bad boys, the feet?
I'm not a foot guy.
I don't understand how anyone could be. The foot is just such an unattractive part of the body.
I agree.
Aren't you gay? What do you think?
What?
Aren't you gay? Like, is, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's different, you know? I don't understand how someone could find a penis attractive. Actually, that's a bad example. I definitely could. But I don't understand how someone could find a big, fat, hairy Italian man who, you know, whatever. But, like, some people really like that. Or I don't understand how someone could find shit hot, but people do. You know,
I'm not admonishing.
Look at that shit.
No, of course. But like,
I'm not admonishing foot fetishes. It's like, I don't understand it because I don't get it. Like, it's not for me.
I've had feet involved in sexual stuff, but never as, like, a foot, like... Like, having your feet massaged does, it just feels good.
Somebody,
and
like...
And if you put that in a sexual...
Somebody, like...
And if you put that in a sexual context, it still feels good, and but it's not... I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Somebody once kissed the whole way down my leg to the point that they got to the foot, and then,
stop
like, kind of, like, sucked on my toe a little bit, like, the big toe.
Yeah.
And that genuinely, like, made me recoil a bit. I was like, oh, that's... No, I don't...
So, my version of the story is, you know how I was just talking about getting my foot massaged in a sexual context and kind of liking
you were getting your
dick massaged. That's how it started, and then she put a toe in her mouth, and I was like, okay. But, like, it's not like I have a...
It sounds much more for you than for Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm maybe a bit more open-minded about these things.
I wouldn't say...
I've been to a fucking dominatrix.
All right, but you're getting weird about feet. I'm not there going like I can't imagine how anyone.
Yeah, I guess the point,
I'm not into being hurt by women at all. But I get it.
I guess the
I'm
point
weirdly
I'm trying,
like the one of us who has paid for sex work. Like,
yeah,
I guess I
paid for it emotionally.
Also, weirdly, the one of us who's done it.
That's true.
Why is that weird?
It just feels like he would. Done it yeah. feels like he'd be the more.
I guess the
for
point of
things.
The last few minutes is Hastings. We stand the woke king.
Yeah,
fine. I've been waiting 100 and whatever episodes for that. Yeah, man. All right. Well, let's. As every
you were on. You mentioned Seinfeld. That is always worth talking about.
I want
to
bring up something before Seinfeld, and this is so just before. I think any sitcom we mention for the rest of the episode before we talk about another sitcom, you got to say which character you are. I'm Chandler.
Do I get to not be Chandler now?
No, I'm Chandler. You can't be Chandler.
Okay, I'm Monica.
No, you're Ross.
No, dude, you're Ross.
Can't, you're Ross. You're Janice.
Janice.
Maybe. I was going to say...
Indy.
I was going to say Gunther.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a Janice.
Well, how am I Janice?
No.
You're the one fucking coming into rooms going, here's Hastings.
That's true. No, if anything,
I feel like I have Monica like tendencies.
I like Eddie Chandler's housemate. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's very good in that.
All right, Seinfeld. Yeah, you're all Monica's. Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, what do we think of the finale or what character?
Well, it was pretty famously divisive.
Finale. So I'm saying, like, let's talk about, you know, if this did a random episode in. Seinfeld had the biggest finale of all time, arguably, and it's the biggest sitcom. It's, you know, these two are two of the biggest sitcoms ever. What could Off Center have done a Seinfeld ending? Was there enough characters?
No, I don't think Off Center's.
There's not enough character development because the whole point, like the whole point of the Seinfeld thing was like bringing all the witnesses in to just like point out how terrible of people they were.
Mm.
Well, I mean, remember like how jarring people found that as well. They were like, I don't want to watch three episodes where people say the gang was terrible. Yeah.
I kind of just want to see my friends talk.
Yeah, even though like they were like, well, that's what we've been doing for 9 years. Like, you'd never get away with a Seinfeld thing on Off-Center because like even though they behave shittily, Off-Center wants you to think that they're the good guys.
That's true.
So,
yeah,
like,
and if you watched the little like... condensed version at the end like that, you'd be like, oh god, I hope they all die.
Actually, maybe I've changed my mind. They could maybe do a Seinfeld finale better than Seinfeld, because if they got sent to jail, you'd be like, appropriate.
You know, and I want life, no parole.
I haven't seen the later seasons of Always Sunny. They could do a Seinfeld ending. Like, that would fit better like than it does for Seinfeld, because like, yeah, these guys probably should go to jail. Man, I gotta catch up on Always Sunny. That show fucking rocks.
It does, and it's still at the top of its game.
Man, that's so sick. All right, Seinfeld. I'm Jerry.
George.
Yeah. No, you're not George. I'm actually George.
Yeah. I guess that makes me Jerry.
Kind of, actually, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're
Banya.
If there's anyone,
is this why
here,
you've come up with this game just so you can do this?
I've been here for like 5 minutes.
If there is anyone in here who is Banya, it is fucking you.
I'm not Banya. I'm not Banya.
Yeah, you are, dude.
Suck off, Banya.
Suck off, cunt.
That's good. What did you think of the finale, though?
Of Seinfeld?
Yeah.
I did not care for it.
Rose?
I'm against
it.
I
didn't like it at the time because I was pretty young then and I don't think I really understood what they were trying to do. And then I was like, oh, we're in jail. But I think watching it now, you're like, I think it's quite well done.
I totally get what they're trying to do. It's a bold and ambitious concept for sure. I don't know. I wish I just... I don't really give a shit what the Soup Nazi has to say at this point. Soup Nazi was in the Soup Nazi
the
episode.
Leave
him there.
With the Seinfeld finale, I think, is that so many people talk about fucking like the concept and like whether jail was the right move. But executionally, it's not very funny over three episodes.
That's more my issue.
And
it's not
for Seinfeld, who I always thought like famously every multi-part episode was kind of weak in some way.
Yeah.
Like Seinfeld's never been at its best when it's doing like really conceptual stuff.
Yeah, well, especially with the no lessons, no hugging thing, they can't. That leaves very little room for the characters to move within an episode, like arc.
Really conceptual stuff.
So it's like you want to keep it tight and small and short.
I always liked this lyric in I can't remember the name of the song. I think it's called like Magna Cum Nada or something like that. It's like a Bloodhound Gang song. It just said,
is it a pun on Magna Cum Laude?
Yeah, make yeah. me come louder. But this is a big letdown unparalleled, like the last episode of Seinfeld.
Man, I love a good Bloodhound Gang B-side.
Yeah, it's good shit.
I should have listened to more of them. I only knew the singles. Anyway, what were you saying about
that? Is on the Hooray for Boobies album.
What were you saying about the conceptual execution of Seinfeld, James Cook?
No, I just like... It sounds stupid because, like, saying that Seinfeld never does good conceptual stuff is ridiculous because they've pioneered so many. But, like, something like that, it's like, I don't want to... Also, I don't necessarily
want... the backwards episode. I don't like
Yeah,
the...
and also, like, I don't necessarily want Seinfeld to go out with 3 hours, which is, like, 80 minutes where they're not really that prominent.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
if you had...
Yeah.
There's so many cool touches. Like, oh, fucking, of course, bring back Terry Hatcher and get her to talk about her titties. But,
Have, like, dedicated time for each character to be in the witness of the four main characters. Have them in the witness saying, like, okay, let's get into Elaine. Like, let's get into George. Let's get into Kramer.
The series finale...
And then the things that they've individually done.
The series finale of Friends is better than the series finale of Seinfeld. Because the series finale of Friends... isn't that funny either.
Yeah.
But like, it stoked all your emotional...
It works.
They knew what they were doing.
And the
it's
last
the
thing
same
works.
With Parks and Rec. The ending's not particularly funny, but it's
nice.
I agree
with that.
Yeah. Even The Office, which had like long since fallen off the
wagon. Oh, the ending
wagon.
Is sweet. It's very cute.
The ending circles back and kind of like figures out a way to like highlight all them, which is like kind of like Friends, those six thing. It's about them all splitting up, but it does bring them together and show them why they work so well. Where this is kind of just like they're also all fretting about going to jail the whole time. So there's not much room for them to do their antics.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So this I was thinking this because of the finale of The Office. So when I was watching the last season of The Office, there was an episode in there that I was like, "This episode's so weird. What the fuck's going on?" Googled it. It's a pilot for a spin-off that never happened. Right. Mm. So there's a pilot for a Dwight spin-off in the final season.
Yeah, the farm. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I quite like the Decemberist song that's in the end of it, and that's all I remember from that episode, other than being like, what the fuck's happening in this episode? Is like, there's a nice song in it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one.
It's a weird time to try something.
Well, it's because it's about to end. It's like they're trying to like wrap it into the thing.
Backdoor pilot, they
exactly.
call it.
Exactly. And we've already made this joke, but backdoor pilot is what I call myself.
Yeah.
Which character would you spin off from off-center into their own show?
Ciao.
Wait a minute. Maybe Status Quo.
Status Quo and its entourage.
I think Ciao.
Chow seems like the obvious based on what, fucking...
What about Ewan and Mike in college and you recast it and it's
Ewan
prequel?
And Mike the college years rules. That's like
fun.
A fucking 90s period
so,
piece.
Yeah. Ewan,
God, that
yeah.
like has...
Ewan reeks, gets expelled for, you know, stuff that his parents paid to keep quiet.
It reeks of like the first like straight to DVD TV series.
This is a straight to DVD TV series, actually. This is the straight to DVD TV series version of American Pie, essentially. Mm. Speaking of spin-offs, James, take this opportunity to plug your new podcast.
Oh yeah, I got a new podcast. It's called Community Notice Board. It's about
and if you listen to that, you have to keep listening to this podcast.
It's about
too.
The TV show Community. They talk about it for 125 episodes.
I listened to both of the first episodes today and it was very good.
I'll listen eventually.
Sure you will.
No, I don't really I just don't listen to podcasts at this point, really.
Yeah.
Sometimes, except this is so embarrassing. The only podcast I really listen to now
is
just Come Town while I play video games. That's it. That's the only context I listen to video.
It makes
I fall
sense
asleep to
you.
Come Town and shoot people in video games to Come Town, and that's it. I think I'm done with podcasts.
That feels really unhealthy.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah. We're in a pandemic, Rose.
Yeah.
We all developed some bad habits over quarantine.
How many... I guess we've mentioned this so many fucking times over the course of 122 episodes, but the finale of How I Met Your Mother is terrible.
Yes, it really is.
And also retroactively ruins the show.
Probably the worst one.
I keep saying that we are eventually going to have to do a spin-off podcast called We'll Just Tell You How I Met Your Mother, We Ate It All.
I think I came up with that name.
I'm sure
I don't remember.
We'll go back and listen.
I'd love to do a couple of episodes of it, like if we're talking about not...
Problem is, it's 9 seasons, isn't it?
Yeah, but like
it's
if you're
over
talking,
200
if you're talking about not wanting to go straight back to movies, there's got to be some conceptual way we can do like a list of
I
like
just fucking hate movies,
like one episode per season checking in, or like I was, there's always that model of like the first episode of the season and last episode of the season, which I think with like sitcoms doesn't work as well because you miss so much and they're
especially,
they're always the more plot heavy episodes and not necessarily the most.
Maybe we find a best of or something, a best of list.
What I've looked some of them up. There is a lot of consistency in the episodes. What if we did like 3 per season?
What if we just did
I don't hate that.
The whole of the last season?
Oh, it's really bad. We could do it.
That's not a bad that's not a bad idea.
Who haven't seen any of the show will be even extra lost.
Because the last
I'm pretty sure I heard someone write an article where they did that. They just watched the last season.
The last season is so bad. And it's like maybe one of the greatest missteps in television history.
All right. This is and keep in mind, I'm getting excited about this podcast right now. Okay, because when we finish we do the last season of Scrubs.
Scrubs University or like...
Oh, Scrubs University, maybe. Yeah. If we're doing dog shit last season.
I've never watched that.
Oh, dude, don't.
I watched a couple of episodes and I was like...
I hate Scrubs when it's good now. I can't watch any Scrubs.
On finales, though, like...
The Scrubs finale's good.
Pre the university thing, like, it's... Yeah, that strokes all the heartstrings. You're like, oh, yeah, they ended up together and all that.
All right, before
so
we...
does Cougar Town. He's good at that shit.
Hang on.
I want to talk about Scrubs real quick. Real quick. What character are you from what's the fucking name of our podcast? Scrubs. We'll just tell your mother.
Weird at all. We'll just tell you how.
Are you asking if
we'll just tell you how your mother we
edit? Oh god, what's the name of that? How I Met Your Mother. Okay, I'm all of them.
You're Barney.
I'm not Barney.
You are absolutely Barney.
Absolutely Barney.
Jamie is Marshall.
Absolutely. Rose kind of Ted.
Rose, you're Swally.
No, I'm absolutely Ted. I am the fucking.
You are very.
I am the most Ted. It's so upsetting. I'm a Ted. I'm a Carrie.
Yeah.
It's all really bad.
I'm Charlotte. That's actually, that one I'm being honest for a second. I am Charlotte.
I'm a Miranda.
You are a Miranda. Who's, No, I'm sorry. I'm Samantha, not Charlotte.
Yeah, you're not Charlotte.
Yeah, you, I was thinking you are
Samantha.
So far from Charlotte.
I just got the name wrong.
You feel I'm obviously Charlotte-y.
Charlotte. I'm Samantha. No, I'm, anyway, so, what was the shit? Okay,
hang
Scrubs.
On. Before we get onto that, like... Next week
is this
will
still
be
recording. I just want to check. Yeah. Okay.
Where are we at?
All right.
Oh yeah, my wife is expecting me to hang out with me tonight, so I should probably just do an hour and go.
Next week
we don't have that much.
Yeah. Next week we'll finish Offsetter.
Yeah.
So fans have like a week. Get in contact if that last season of How I Met Your Mother thing is something that you would enjoy. Tell us.
It's 22 episodes long.
22 episodes. Yeah. The last season of How I Met Your Mother.
And we're going to do it one episode at a time.
I'll tell you what. If
so
no
we only
is...
have to watch 20 minutes of content a week.
Well, we could do that. should we? Should we do three at a time?
I'm putting the listeners on notice.
Should absolutely
if you
do
don't
one.
Contact us and tell us not to do this,
then
we're doing it. We are fucking doing it.
I can think of one listener who will immediately be like, don't fucking do that. And it's Ross from Friends.
Oh, I was thinking of I also am thinking of a listener who definitely will tell us not to do that.
I think the only people I'm thinking of are telling me to do it. And it's me. Just me.
What if we did it three at a time? Because then that's like 7 or 8 weeks.
Oh, but Rose, imagine if we did it one.
Are we actively trying to make the world's worst podcast? Because I kind of like that.
Yeah, we're like, it's the Plan 9 from outer space.
Yeah, we're doing
Nine.
I was literally like, I was talking to.
No, Con, just doing the last every like, episode.
Oh, your podcast is about the teen sex comedies. Oh yeah, we're also doing the last season of How I Met Your Mother one episode at a time because we hate it.
Each episode is 22 minutes.
Yeah,
and each episode of this is an hour.
Yeah,
I was talking to the girl.
There's the Star Wars minute podcast.
Yeah.
What's the Star Wars? Are they doing
Star Wars minute by minute, and it's an hour episode,
I think.
That's
pretty good, actually.
Mm. I was talking to the girl I'm seeing today, and she was saying like she hasn't listened to the podcast yet, but she wants to, but she's like, I want you to... Like, I don't want to listen to an episode about this dog shit show that I've never watched. I'm like, she might be waiting a bit longer than to listen.
Just send her the best one.
I told her that.
We could just do one episode of How I Met Your Mother when it's good before then diving into a full exploration of season.
Let's have a thing. Let's keep the idea around in our heads for a little bit.
Yeah, like what? Here's one then, listener. What would you rather? We did the entire last season as a concept, or we picked like 3 or 4 from every season.
Keep in mind, we're going to do the one that you say not to do.
So choose very carefully.
Absolutely.
Either way, it's a trap.
Listeners, let us know what you think.
I
have a thought on Scrubs while we're still talking about that.
Yeah.
Because obviously, it had two finales, the proper finale, and then they attacked on a season which is unwatchable.
Non-canon.
Which we may be doing every episode of.
Yes!
That's what I'm saying, dude.
We could do like some sitcom finales too.
That's true.
That's not a bad idea.
Because they are usually like, what, double episodes?
Yeah, MASH. MASH is a very good finale. I'm Hawkeye.
I'm Butter Lips.
I'm Hot Lips Houlihan.
I think you're Colonel Potter. No, Colonel Potter's great.
You did a very good job then, not to say Klinger.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Damn.
I don't know anything about MASH apart from Hawkeye.
I got something on
Klinger is the one who tries to get sent home for being crazy by wearing women's clothes the whole time.
So, obviously, Scrubs is an interesting one to talk about for finales. But I just want to say Scrubs. So, Yvette has been rewatching Scrubs here and there. She like swaps between a few sitcoms and kind of has them running all day while she works from home. Scrubs is the one I'll leave the room for. It's for some reason, and I used to love it. I would rather watch Big Bang Theory at this point. It's really bad. But I think... Because I don't hate what it's doing in terms of the high drama, high like not silly comedy, high drama shit. Like, but Friends does that. Like, How I Met Your Mother does that. I think I've identified my problem is literally just Zach Braff. I just really don't like as an adult, I find him
Would you say you really
don't fuck. Like. I hate it, dude. It sucks.
I had more of a problem with Zach Braff the second time I
find
watched
that man so uncharming. Like, there's something so unlike. I feel like I wouldn't like him if I met him. I feel like he just seems like.
What about the innate charm of Donald Faison?
I like Donald Faison. I think he's great. I think the guy who plays Cox is great. I think all the women are pretty good. Like, it's literally.
Oh, you can't not love Sarah Chalke.
She's a great actress as well.
I like.
So, have you ever watched Search Party?
Yes.
Judy Reyes popped up in that. So it's very good. All three seasons are on Stan.
I think I'm Dr. Cox.
Yeah, you would think
you
that.
You would think that.
I think
yeah.
I'm kind of like the tough, strong, manly
You're
one.
You're Laverne. You're,
no, he's the oncologist who's a fucking sex pest.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. If just give me the Todd. Like, give me the.
Oh, yeah, the Todd. Yeah, yeah, the Todd.
You're going to give me a sex pest. Give me the Todd.
Yeah, that's
I'm not
true.
Even fucking that much these days, dude.
I like Bob Kelso.
Yeah, do you think the Todd's fucking much? That's kind of the point, is that he thinks he's king of shit, but he's not. Mm.
That's a good point.
Mm. Are there any other sitcoms? I mean, like...
There are heaps of other sitcoms.
Are there any other sitcoms? I've never seen...
Look on the DVD shelf over there.
My wife is watching repeat.
I've never seen the Cheers finale, but that's meant to be...
I haven't seen much Cheers.
Maybe we should do
every
episode of Cheers.
I'm literally just trying to look in the...
Cheers has 9 seasons. We could do every episode of Cheers.
Yeah. I like...
Scrubs has 8 seasons.
Cheers especially. Like, all the ones
How
like that.
How has 9 seasons?
Very boring. Cheers, very boring.
Nah, Cheers is funny, man.
Man. All right.
Cheers is good, I reckon. Like, there's a little bit of, like, 80s slowness in the first couple of seasons.
That's
but
what
then
I
when see. It heats up, it's fucking throwing some heaters.
How many seasons did Frasier get?
10. Right?
It's 10 foot. So is
that's
that,
wild.
Let's watch every episode of Frasier.
Is Frasier the most successful spin-off sitcom?
It must be, right?
It must be, right?
I think so.
Unless you count The Simpsons being a spin-off of Tracy Ullman.
I don't think you
I don't
can.
Think you,
I also, I don't count The Simpsons as a sitcom. It's a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. It's
still kind of a sitcom cartoon.
There's another fucking one, though. Oh, no.
I was just going to bring up
Happy
something
Days
that I was looking
spin-offs.
Over there.
I think I worked out why I don't think The Simpsons is a sitcom, and I think I clocked something I've been trying to work out for a while.
Because it's cartoons and they're yellow men.
It's connected to that. There's no limit to the number of characters in The Simpsons. When you think of The Simpsons, you think of Springfield more than you think of The Simpsons. It's very hard to do that in a sitcom. Parks and Rec do it kind of well.
They're the closest.
And it's still tiny in comparison. The Simpsons is so expansive and so deep because they can get the same 5 or 6 actors to pump out 100 voices each, 200 voices
each. Well, they do that in Scrubs a little bit because there's like a rotation of like new doctors in the hospital and stuff.
Scrubs is also pretty
good
at that.
But we're talking tens as opposed to hundreds. Like, yeah, it's...
What if we did every episode of Just Shoot Me?
Oh, God, I would fucking shoot myself.
No, I'm in. Spade? I love that cunt.
Snarky,
what about
snarky.
News Radio? Get Rogan?
News Radio fucking rules.
I haven't watched it since I was a kid. I'd be interested.
Yeah, I wouldn't know
if we got,
how it held up, but like,
I've got it on DVD and it still rules.
So did Frasier run longer than Cheers though?
Yeah, I think one season longer.
So would that mean that the finale of Frasier could have arguably been more impactful and heartfelt than the finale of Cheers? Because it went. I haven't seen the finale of either. Was like Frasier kind of like a bigger deal when it ended than when Cheers ended?
No, Cheers was fucking massive.
The finale for Cheers was gigantic, right?
They all went on Leno afterwards and got pissed.
Yeah, there's like footage of them all real drunk afterwards, yeah. Right? Like,
they're
yeah.
on TV.
Yeah, that's so funny. But yeah, Cheers, like, I'd be interested to
Cheers
do
was
the such Frasier.
A
mass,
Cheers was a bigger ensemble than Frasier.
So, yeah, Frasier's five characters.
Yeah, and I think Cheers would have been at least eight, maybe.
Yeah, Cheers is pretty big. It's right. Yeah. It's like because it's a whole.
Well, at the end, it would have been Ted Danson.
This is Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson.
Whoever plays Diane.
No, Diane wasn't in it.
George Wendt.
Yeah. Diane wasn't at the end of the show.
Well, she came back for the end of the show, but right. She was a main cast member. So, Rhea Perlman would have been in it.
Mm-hmm.
George Wendt would have been in it. The guy who plays Cliff Calvin would have been in it.
Is that John Ratzenberger?
That's the one. Would there have been any more people in Cheers?
I've seriously seen so little of Cheers.
Mm.
Oh, and Kirstie Alley would have been in it.
Right.
Oh, fuck. Do you know what... man, Kirstie Alley, fuck about her. I was thinking about the other day is the finale. I was telling Yvette about it because she's never seen The English Office. She's only seen the American one. Mm. And like, I never compare them. I don't really think of them as the same show or whatever. Yeah. But she asked me a question about it and I was trying to explain to someone who's never seen the UK Office. It's hard to explain that it's not actually about a paper company. It's just set at a paper company because the American one's about a paper company.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, they chose paper because it's the most boring. Like it doesn't matter what they're selling. That's kind of the whole point. So I'm trying to explain how the emotional impact of the season finale of the UK Office is somehow as satisfying. Not the Christmas special I'm talking about, not the regular season.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I was going to say... Ricky Gervais saying fuck off to Chris Finch.
Man,
is like,
it's so
narratively satisfying
the,
to
but
me.
Like, the bit where Dawn comes back at the end of the Christmas special and you see her in the background of the shot, it's like, that's one of the most emotional moments in TV I've ever fucking seen.
I was going to say, which British shows... Do you think it ended well? I quite like the
sucks.
I like the ending to the young ones. They all crash off a cliff and the bus explodes.
I just kind of hate most of the British shows.
Yeah, Sam. I like the end of doesn't like
the Office,
oh the end of Blackadder is pretty good.
Oh yeah, the end of Blackadder is quite good.
Actually. Yeah, end of Peep Show is pretty good.
I haven't watched Peep Show all the way through.
Just naming, so I was like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, we were just almost naming all the cast members of Cheers. And like I was so,
this podcast is so bad.
I was so aware of it because I was like, "This will create hype for the How I Met Your Mother part."
Oh yeah, man, yeah. I can't fuck away.
We can name all the characters.
Yeah, so we've got Marshall. We've got Ted.
Well, don't forget about Marshall's wife, Lily.
Ah, yes, and who could forget the titular, not mother, Robin Schwartz.
The titular I.
Yes, Ted.
His pronoun is I. In the
and then
title of that show.
The lovable rapscallion, the barn dog.
The barnacle.
Barn door.
The barn door.
I wonder, like, because he's fucking... Oh, yeah, he's getting married to Robin in that season. But I think he gets up to a couple of crazy antics.
He sure does.
I remember
does.
There's a terrible fucking running joke in How I Met Your Mother season 9 about the ring bear. Do you remember that?
That's yeah, that's really bad.
Where they're like, ring bearer. And he's like,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's like, come ring bear. On.
It doesn't it kind of also not have an uber satisfying payoff? It
doesn't really go anywhere.
Well, there is a bear in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, it's kind of just a bear there. Like, nothing really happens.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like the whole season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like...
Having said that,
having to have, like, fucking Jason Segel film half his shit remotely as well.
Nestled within that last season...
One of the best episodes.
...is one of the best episodes of the whole show. Maybe the best.
Which one?
It's called How Your Mother Met Me.
Oh, yeah, that episode is great.
It's the 200th episode.
With Le'Veon Rose.
I like the one with Stacey Keibler in it. Because she makes me horny.
That's an earlier season.
I don't.
I just watched an episode of
I've seen the show through four times.
I just watched an episode of Psych with Stacey Keibler in it.
Man, I was watching. I've been watching 2002 wrestling recently because it's kind of like. I think it's kind of like an underreported era. I think it's like a time in pro wrestling people don't talk about enough. Stacey Keibler, like, kind of fresh to WWF, WWE in 2002. I, like, nearly had to jack off on the couch. Like, it was just like, damn, she is hot. Like,
that rose. Well, tune in next week for a comprehensive deep dive into... Oh, no, it's not How I Met Your Mother. We're finishing off-center.
We're doing the finale for
off-center. Can I suggest something? Oh,
please. Okay.
That we don't do the last two episodes of off-center. And we just leave it like this.
Just leave
and
it
we
hanging.
Call it a cliffhanger and go straight to How I Met Your Mother.
Man, maybe. Maybe
leave
we do.
Everyone hanging.
But now, but if we do that, you know, I won't watch the episodes, and then I won't.
No, we'll do it sometime later, like a year later or something.
But you know what? I reckon like no one will give a shit.
No
and
one.
If we did it in a year, they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, fuck off."
It's also like, perfect. Not only do we hate this podcast, I don't think the people that listen to this podcast like this podcast.
I wouldn't say we hate it if we're having this much fun with the format.
Yeah,
that's true. I am having. Yeah, it's good to see my friends.
Also, if we, you were saying like. You were joking about how unrelated it would be to do How I Met Your Mother, but Alison Hannigan.
Oh, yeah.
Technically.
Big time.
All right, well, I'm sorry. We're doing every episode one at a time.
Josh,
the last season of
Josh Radnor, the original Mike.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Come on, it's all there.
Yeah, the signs add up.
Email in to tell us to do a different format, because otherwise we're just doing every episode of the last season.
Man, John Cho is also in How I Met Your Mother.
That's true.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Jefferson Coates or whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's funny in that.
Mm.
Man, How I Met Your Mother was so good. So
for such a short period of time.
Mm. It was a beautiful, shining star.
What about, all right, let's do a power round. What are other sitcoms we can name that have interesting finales or something to say about the finale? Power Hour of sitcoms. The finale of Big Bang Theory. Very sweet. I quite like it, in fact.
The finale of Two and a Half Men is insane.
Mm. Do you know what the finale of, because Charlie Sheen's well and truly gone by then.
Yeah, but they have like a body double and they drop a piano on him.
As the finale or to kill off the character and replace him with Ashton?
No, that's like the last part of the finale.
So they bring it back as a body double.
So the finale. So the finale is like everyone thinks that Charlie Sheen has faked his death all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And so like they're worried about him coming back. And so the last shot is like him, like a guy in a bowling shirt approaching the house, and he's about to knock on the door, and that's when a piano falls on him, and it like pans around to Chuck Lorre, who is like
who had a personal feud with.
It's like Duck Amuck. He's like, ain't I a stinker? Essentially,
that sucks.
I think it rules. It's a huge middle finger to them.
I can't believe
it's the most successful sitcom ever, I think.
Right? I can't believe I've never heard of that.
It's pretty funny.
I think people kind of didn't watch once he left as much, right?
No, yeah, but still wouldn't that still be like, kind of... Because then like fucking the half man got real...
Oh, he quit because he was Christian.
He got real weird about the sexual content of the show. And it's like, well, fucking made you rich, dude. Like,
yeah. It made your church rich too, probably. Like your church telling you not to do it. It's like, what do you think's fucking funding that church? That 10% that you're tithing off every time. I'll tell you the end of Big Bang Theory. It's quite sweet.
I couldn't give.
Sheldon
less
wins
of a
Nobel Prize, and in his speech, he thanks all of the other people in the show.
And isn't Sarah Michelle Gellar in it?
In the finale for Big Bang Theory,
says something about Buffy or something.
Oh, maybe. I can't even remember. She might have a cameo or whatever. I think maybe that's a few episodes earlier.
Sarah Michelle Gellar's on cameo?
They don't really talk about Buffy that much in Big Bang Theory. It's more like comic books and shit. There's like they mention Battlestar Galactica a lot. But no, it's his whole thing is that he's like, you know,
he's disabled.
And he's like, he doesn't recognize his friends or, you know, he doesn't care about his friends. And in the end, he's like, oh, thank you all for helping me get here. It's quite sweet. That's an interesting example because, you know how we kept saying, like, Ewan kind of becomes the main character of season two? Mm. Something like season three or something, or season four of Big Bang Theory, it is such a clear and hard pivot
to Sheldon
because he's just making him the money. Like, what other shows have finales? All of them, I guess.
Well, that's not true. There are shows that are still going.
That's a good point, Rose. What if I considered the last episode of a sitcom still running that had like... It's like, there's an episode coming out next week, but to me, it's the finale because it's the last one.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like The Simpsons kind of ended 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. What's in your mind, what's the canonical end to The Simpsons?
The
spin-off one? Or I think the movie, to be honest.
I don't think there is. I think of it as a...
Or Behind the Laughter.
I think of
that's a good one.
That's the last great ep.
I think of it as a perfect like Ouroboros, where like it just like once you get to like season 12, it just goes back to season. It never truly like The Simpsons. Like The Simpsons, it never ends. But for me, it's just in this
like
time
an Escher, like an Escher couch gag.
Yeah, so it just just never ends.
Yeah, dude. I love media, TV, film,
and watching. All the episodes of season 9 of How I Met.
Every single episode of season 9, talking about each episode for a full hour. We'll be doing no riffs
on
those episodes.
Maybe even an hour and a half if you're lucky.
What if we did this?
What if you all stopped listening so I didn't have to do this fucking podcast anymore?
What if we did this? We do a few highlight eps from each season and then the whole last season.
Oh, absolutely not. That'd be too enjoyable. It's got to be... I think we've either got to work out as... Like, I think... if we get some things being like, please do anything except every episode of season 9,
then we've
we'll
got
work
to
out
do
like a cool way to do it. If we don't hear anything, it is stone cold, episode 1, season 9, 1 hour, episode
Man.
2, you know?
That wedding location, goddamn.
Yeah.
The whole show is set in Ted's apartment and the bar. They're both sets. There was no reason to remove, there's no need to get rid of those. They put them back in for the last episode.
I remember.
Imagine setting 22 episodes or whatever it is around what is essentially 2 days.
Yeah. I remember like every critic being like, this is a bad idea and I hope it's fake. When because they first announce it and they're like, guess what? And then that's when people were like, fuck this show.
Yeah. Mm. That's insane. That, oh God, I forgot that it only happened. It happens over 2 days as well. That's so insane.
I remember, the finale annoys me so much.
Yeah.
But it is also quite emotional in places.
It's quite satisfying in parts. I
maybe we need to save this for when we do it.
Yeah. My thing is, I love Robin and Barney as a couple. Like, I really, really got behind them as a couple. And so when they get divorced in that fucking, man, we should save this, but in the 10 minutes that they're divorced, I genuinely felt that. And then I just hated them.
Yeah.
I didn't even hate that they got divorced. I didn't like the Robin Ted thing. I don't even hate the divorce.
The Robin Ted thing is so
It kind of makes sense that Barney and Robin would get divorced after a while. Because I'm also we've spoken about this before. It's I'm not a divorce fatalist or whatever. I think that maybe sometimes divorce is okay. And I've said on the pod before, it's I'll probably get divorced one day. And that doesn't mean anything's failed. And that's, that's okay. I buy that. It's the Robin Ted part. That's fucking ridiculous.
Mm. And it's just that, you can't... Yeah, but no, let's leave it, because there's so much stuff to talk about.
I got plenty to say.
Rose, plug your stuff.
Plug my stuff? My butt?
Yeah.
Okay. We follow us on social media. We'll just tell your mother we ate it all on Facebook. We ate it all on Twitter. We ate it all podcast on Instagram. You can message us on those platforms to give opinions of things that we... have discussed heavily in this episode. I'm at Rose Alice Piper on Twitter and Instagram. I think I'm in the process of trying to change my Facebook page to Rosie Piper instead of Rose, because everyone calls me that. Anyway,
not me.
I still can't.
I call you Banya.
I still can't announce this exciting gig that I have coming up, but Andrew Hastings is very excited for it because of
very excited.
The potential. But the other thing I can announce is
I'm not doing the gig, for the record.
I'm doing the Sydney Opera House with a friend of the show, Beck Charlwood. So that I believe will be, I think we're filming on the 26th of September, and that will be going out on the 27th. So watch me attempt to get an MA 15 plus rating down to an M rating, which I don't think I'm going to be successful doing.
Go down fighting, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Rose,
go down farting.
Just plugged the Opera House. I will be performing at the Lewisham Hotel this Thursday. No, I am.
Well, hang on. I might plug some other gigs too, because.
Yeah,
because people have been kind of good of coming out. Shout out to Annabelle James, who admittedly was doing a gig, but still saw her at a gig. But what have I got coming up? I've also got... Well, I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow, but this will... So that would have already happened.
Yeah, these are just brief. If it's now too late to do them, they're just brags. It's only plugs if the audience can attend.
Well, it's community radio with Talia. But I'm doing Running Joke at, what's that called, the Magician's Cabaret or something like that on the 8th and 10th of September.
I'm still waiting for a reply.
I'm doing the Sneaky Possum on September 14 on Monday. Then on the Tuesday, I'm hosting the Second Ladies Night at the Riot House. I think that is it for the moment.
Cool. I myself Let's see. I'm doing Magic Mike on the 16th of September. If you guys want to come see me do a little sweet 5-10, that's a fun one. I'm doing... Actually, no, come to this one. This would be a good one. Come to Chomsky Comedy on the 17th of September at the Chippo Hotel. The first one recently happened, and it's a very fun, very exciting comedy night run by good friends of ours, so go to that. I'm also hosting at Sneaky Possum on the 21st of September if you want to see some of my competent MC work.
Do you want to plug your pod again in case people are listening,
I think,
for
so.
That?
Yeah, listen to Community Notice Board. I'm going to be on Ladies Go to Dude Cinema in a couple of weeks too.
Yeah. Exciting.
And that's good.
Why no Hastings?
I mean, I wasn't going to say it.
That's why if you listen to the episode, there's a lot of me being like, where's Andrew Hastings?
I mean, I think...
I'm very confused. Just looking around.
So I don't... Just I got like, the mic in my hand. Like, Hastings isn't here.
Is he in the bathroom? Like, when's he coming out?
I want to talk to my friend Hastings.
To the next step?
To the next step.
Suck off.